Card gets underway a little bit early. They actually play in the first NCAA tournament game Tuesday evening at 6. They get Northeast Conference champ Wagner in Dayton. And just like HU, the fourth seed in the MEAC, the Seahawks were a bit of a surprise in the Northeast Conference. They were the sixth seed. They beat the number one, the number two, and the number three seeds to advance to the big dance. So the Bison have a tight turnaround. I think their flight leaves as early as tomorrow morning. They've yet to finalize the travel plans. The coach, Kenneth Blakeney, said, "Hey, guys, pack tonight. Get your stuff and gear. We're going to get going tomorrow morning." And they're going to be in Dayton maybe 15 hours from now, getting ready to play a very good Wagner squad.
And they just won. That was, just a day or two ago?
Back-to-back wins. They won three games over the span of 3 days. And before last year, they hadn't been to the NCAA tournament in 30-plus years. To go back-to-back, especially losing some of the talent, they lost a few transfers to other schools, as will happen when you have a really good year. And to do so with the team that was banged up as well, great testament to Coach Blakeney and staff.
Go Bison, go. James Madison in the Big Dance for the first time in over 10 years. What's next for the Dukes?
Well, they take on Wisconsin in Brooklyn Friday. The Badgers, fresh from advancing to the Big Ten championship game, they lost earlier today to Illinois. And this has the possibility of that old 5-12 classic upset. James Madison only lost to two teams all season. I think one was Southern Miss. The other was Appalachian State. They began the season with a bang by beating a top five team in Michigan State. So this is not a team that cowers from big name schools, and I think they have a great chance to upset not just the Badgers, but find a way to get into the Sweet 16.
Nice. I always like to ask about the upset. You got ahead of me there on that one. Virginia lost a heartbreaker to NC State, got in as one of the last at-large teams. Did the committee make the right call there?
Very difficult decision, and there's always different metrics that you look at with different teams. I thought that Indiana State should have made it as from the season, the strength of the season that they had. I thought that Providence also had a case to make the NCAA tournament. They had a very impressive win over Creighton in the Big East quarterfinals, whereas Virginia's tournament victory was over a Boston College team that was playing its third game in three nights. Right. Virginia did. Here's what you have to like about the Cavaliers when you look towards the tournament. When they lose, it's not even close. Nine of their 10 losses were by double digits with an average margin of defeat heading into the ACC tournament of 19. But until Friday's loss to NC State, they were 9-0 in two possession games. And that bodes well, especially with a guard like Reese Beekman, who's got a great handle and can really do things on both ends of the floor. He's a catalyst on both ends of the floor, and guards really come up big in tournament play.
Nice. Let's get the women's draw in as well. Maryland, Virginia Tech, and Richmond are all dancing.
Hey, here's an achievement. The Terrapins. They were a team that, heading into the Big Ten tournament, if they had lost to Illinois, you could have made the case for them not making that field of 68. They then come up, rally from 14 down to beat the Illini. Then the next day, beat regular season champ Ohio State, and convincingly so. So I would not sleep on the Maryland Terrapins. They take on Iowa State, a 7 seed. Maryland's the 10, and then they would take on the winner of Stanford to Norfolk State. Stanford's hosting that end of the bracket, so they have a chance. It's going to be a tough road for the Terrapins, but congratulations on them getting back there. Virginia Tech banged up. They're a 4 seed, and Richmond is in the field as well. They're a 10 seed taking on Duke.